KE8SDJ testing.
Whiskey Charlie 9 India, WC9I, Southwestern Arizona, listening.
KE8SPJ in St. Marie, Michigan. I heard you.
Okay, name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. And we're located near rural Arizona, where it's about 20 after 11 in the morning. I did not catch your call. Come back with that again, please.
Sure. It's KE8SDJ, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Juliet. My name is Tim, Tango India Mike. Like I said, to St. Marie, Michigan.
Okay, Tim, are you working on a radio or just seeing if you can hit the system this morning or this afternoon up there?
I got an ICOM IC2730 that I just pulled out of the box, and I've got an antenna on the back of my camper. I'm at a state park called Brimley State Park. Like I said, It's near Sault Ste. Marie. It's actually in Brimley, which is about 20 miles west of Sault Ste. Marie, right on the shore of Lake Superior.
Oh, my. That sounds fantastic. We are about 30 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border and about 39 miles east of the California-Arizona border in the desert, and it hit 119 yesterday, so it sounds nice and cool where you're at. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, the weather broke. Yesterday it was all rain. Today it's all blue sky. It's about mid-60s with a fairly significant breeze off the lake. A little bit chilly, but very humid because we're right off that lake. And I'm assuming you are going through All-Star, maybe? Back to you.
I am going to Echo Link, which I've used for years and years, and I have a very, very old iPhone that I use just for that. That's how I'm accessing the system. Very good. Yeah, we have a 24-foot RV that we've been all up in through there. We are a retired farmer from northeastern Indiana. Retired about a year ago. And the kids are running the farm, so we're down here enjoying life away from the farm there, Tim. Back to you.
Yeah, we've been, let's see, we're going on our full week of vacation. Monday, we'll be heading back to Grand Rapids, Michigan. I am probably 9 months every day, it seems like. I'm counting it down about 9 months from retiring, hopefully. And, finally, you know, I don't know. It's kind of weird. You know, it's been 4 or 5 days going from here to there, taking hikes and doing all different things, dealing with the rain, dealing with the camper and its little idiosyncrasies. And we did a little bit of boondocking, and finally, I get to play with my radio for the next 2 days, and I'm like, man, I really want to do this longer. So, back to you.
Well, great that you're getting close to retirement. Yeah, I worked up until I was 70, and I told my daughter years ago I'll quit at 70, and she held me to it. So I thought it was time. So all the farm equipment has changed over the years, where it's all controlled by computers and all of the stuff like that. And I didn't want to learn all that auto steer and all that stuff. So I'm glad that I've retired, and we are really enjoying it. We just built a new home down here. We've been coming down here since 02. When I retired, we just copied the house that we have on the farm and put it out here in the desert and overlooking the valleys and the mountains, and just love it there, Tim. KE8SBJWC9I.
Yeah, I have to see what weather, like 110 or 115 degrees is going to be like in a camper. I don't like the heat, but, you know, I understand it's a dry heat, and maybe, you know, in the evening it cools down significantly since you're out in the desert. It sounds like you're kind of close to Yuma. Maybe not, you know, within 50 miles. I've got some friends down there, and my wife wants to go down and visit them. She wants to be snowbirds. And, I spent 6 months or so beginning my career down in Yuma, working with the Marine Corps on the Harrier. So, I like the area. Like I said, I like it a lot better in the winter than the summer. Back to you.
Oh my, yeah, we are 30 miles east of Yuma. very good. Yeah, we've had a townhouse in the foothills. I'm sure you know where that's at. There by the Gila Mountains since 09, and before that we rented places. So then once we retired, then we just built the new house out here. So we still have the townhouse in town, and a lot of friends use that. So we like Yuma, and the winter time is just perfect. You know, for the first quite a few years, I wore shorts all winter long, but now, of course, I've acclimated to the climate, so I do get cold. Yeah, this morning it was 79 degrees, so we get up a little bit before 5, get our walk in, get all of our work done, and by the time the sun gets over the Mohawk Mountains, we are in for the day. So it's going to be hot all week. I think there's going to be quite a few days around 117 for this week, so it is plenty hot. And there are people that spend summers in their RVs, but they put the mini-split air conditioners in them, and that seems does the job quite well for them. They're able to keep them cool that way. There, Tim, back to you.
Yeah, I'm sure someday we'll be able to get back down to Yuma, visit our friends, and my wife may convince me to take in a trailer. I think that's a long distance, but who knows? You know, the more we get used to it. I mean, this is our second year with it. It's a 25-foot KZ Connect of 2019 rear kitchen. It's pretty much the right size for the two of us, plus our German Shorthaired Pointer, which my wife says is the whole reason why we got the camper in the first place, so we could go traveling with her. Back to you.
Okay, very good. So I take it that your wife is retired too, so yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I don't know how long ago you were down here, but there is trailer parks everywhere. Even out here 30 miles away, there's trailer parks that they fill up during the winter. I have too many radios on. They fill up during the winter, and there are a lot of people here. So we really do enjoy it. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, so I think next year this time I'll have a lot more freedom, and then this time in a week or so, like I said, you know, I won't have to go back to the office, and I could just say, yeah, we'll just stay a couple more days up here and enjoy it, watch the freighters go through and whatnot. Let's see here. What else is going on here? But, a lot of mosquitoes. Now that we're at the state park, for some reason, I think because we're near the beach, the wind, less trees, we have a lot less mosquitoes, so my wife's happy about that. Yeah, she's been working for about 5 or 6 years now, so, you know, hopefully she'll stay unemployed or not working. The worst thing can happen is that I decide to go on retirement and then she goes back to work. Back to you.
Okay, well, that's great. Okay, I'm going to jump back out of here. Just heard you in there. Thought I'd say hello. So KE8SBJ, this is WC9I near Rural, Arizona. We'll be off and clear on your final, and good luck on your retirement there, Tim. 73s.
All right, well, 73 to you, too, and it was great talking to you. Yeah, I'm going to pull out my little HF radio, 20 watt, see what I can get on another antenna. So yeah, it's a good time for me to take a break, too. So, yep, this is my final at 73 for you. Bye.
KC8, what's up?
This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, monitoring 433 Peter.
This is KE8SBJ, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Juliet, Tim, Tango India Mike, and to St. Marie, Brimley State Park.
Good afternoon. Name is Ben, I'm over here in the suit. How's your afternoon going?
It's going great, actually. Let's see here. Spent a week running around through the UP with our trailer camping. We've been to Van Riper. We've been to Monaco Lake. And now we're here at Brimley. And I got 2 more days, and then I have to go back to work. And I finally got a hold some time to play with my radio. And here I am. I wish I had another week. Back to you.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. Vacations always go by so quickly. It's definitely a beautiful day up here, that's for sure. I was going to head over that way far in there with the boat and go out fishing, but I had other things that we had to take care of first.
Yeah, so do you live here full-time up in the Sioux?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm up here full-time. Been here a while, actually. So I'm originally from the Newberry area, and I moved to the Sioux to go to university, and, I decided to stay in the Sioux. Never moved back to Newberry.
Originally, I'm from Kalamazoo. Been in Grand Rapids for about 20 years. Before that, my wife and I were in St. Louis for 20-plus years, and, moved back, like I said, back about 20 years ago, and haven't looked back. St. Louis is a great city, but nothing beats the weather up here.
Yeah, that is for sure. Yeah, I definitely went. I visited all them places before, and it was just too hot for me. So, then out to the desert, higher in some heat, I'm like, it's like too hot. So, that's a good time for a visit, but you know, one place I want to call them is right here. So, I like to have a little bit of snow and a little bit of cooler weather, that's for sure. You know, there's used to say in there that you can only take so much clothing off before you get in trouble. And I was stripped down when I was out there, that's for sure. I had shorts and tank top on, that was as far as I could go. But up here, found in there, not so much tank top, but got shorts on, so it's very good.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed the UP. I went to Tech back in the 80s, so I had a lot of cold and snow up there. That was back when we actually got a lot of snow. Like I said, my wife and I met her in St. Louis, and so we'd come back, visit my family when we had our kids, and then I would take her up north, and every year I'd take her up a little bit further north. I started, like, just going up to Muskegon, and then I went to Traverse City, and then I went to the Mackinac area, and, just kept on taking her further and further north, and she enjoyed every bit of it.
Oh, I know that's right. of course, the further north you go, the more friendly the people are.
There you go.
But, yeah, I'm just out in the backyard enjoying the weather, working on this folded dipole antenna and putting it together. It's going to go up to Talbert here and, about 60 foot. No, not 60 foot. About 55 feet, I guess. So we're going to put it up there. I haven't decided if I want to use it for the DMR or the Fusion, so I don't know. I'm still contemplating that one.
Yeah, I'm just doing mostly Fusion right now. I don't have any do I have a DMR radio? No, I don't. But eventually I'll probably pick up a DMR radio, but right now I've got my FTM-300 in the truck. And I am talking right now on an ICOM UHF-VHF machine, and I bought some army poles for tents or camouflage, and I put them end by end. I can go up to 40 plus, 48 feet or something like that, but the trees stopped me from that, and then I just got a single monopole with some ground plane rods coming down, and yeah, it works pretty good. I put it on the back of the camper on the bumper, and then I put a flagpole that can a holder that can you can take the tent out and move it 180 degrees. That way I can put it all together and then walk it up, and then now it's right back behind my trailer, exactly where it wants to be. So I'm really happy with the way I finally figured out how to do the antenna. My dream is to just retire and just do more of this in my camper. But I can retire, hopefully in March, and we'll see what happens then. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, very good. Yeah. I'm a long ways away from retiring, that is for sure, so. But yeah, it's been a hobby to have. Just the camper, go camping, and one of those RVers, there you go. All the different campsites and stuff, so. Yeah, that sounds like a good retirement for a while.
Yeah, besides gas, hopefully it'll be cheap enough. Camping either boondocking like a Monaco Lake or here at Brimley, you know, Monaco Lake is like $11 a night. That's great. But then Brimley, you know, here it's like $50, which is not a big deal. And, you know, it's just, you've got the electricity and all that. So, but I do have lithium batteries. When we decided this trip, I threw the generator back in the truck and didn't even think about grabbing the regulator. And so now I have a generator with no regulator for the propane. And I really don't want to put gas in it. So that's why we decided to move to Brimley. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. That's very good. Yeah, you're definitely crystal clear into the repeater over here. So that's for sure. But, yeah, there's not a whole lot of digital up this way anyways. I have there's two DMR repeaters. One's across river, and then one that I have. And there's two Fusion repeaters, which is one across river and one that I have here. So, but the rest of the UP is yours. Is it? Well, I have to say it's probably analog. A lot of VHF analog here, so. That's okay, too, so. Not a whole lot of UHF that I haven't ran into yet.
Yeah, traveling down M28 back here between here and Van Riper, I was pretty impressed with the amount of repeaters I could hit. I had APRS on, finally got that figured out, and I had one little problem after another, and got that all working, and it followed me all the way up to Van Riper with no problem. So it does seem like the APRS is a little weak over here, but that's no biggie. I'm just glad I finally got it all working. Yeah, just trying to get back into this, and I'm about ready to figure out what... I got a little 20-watt HF radio that I might pull out and try a different antenna and see what I can get for HF. So, but it was great talking to you, and I probably should move on and get more stuff going. So I will be out on your final, 73.
Ah, very good. So, APRS is definitely lacking in the EUP area, so... I think the last one I know is in Newberry, and I don't think there's any in Mackinac. So, and though there was one here in Chippewa, I don't think it's working right at the moment. So, but yeah, it was great talking with you, and 73. This is KE8F3W.
K8DYS, standby. K8DYS.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey monitoring.
K8DYS. Do you copy out there?
I copy you loud and clear, KE8FJW.
KEAFJW, I believe is what you said. Yeah, you got Ryan here. How's it going? I'm going to get a bottle of water right now.
Oh, good afternoon, or should say good evening. Yeah, hey, I haven't heard you on here for a while. I recognize it. Well, I didn't really hear the call, but I heard you, so... figured I'd get in there. Hi. Hey, yeah. I haven't heard you in a while. So how you been doing?
Yeah, doing good. Just sitting by the fire right now. We went out on the boat today. I'm just hanging out at home. For once, we've been busy the last every weekend, so... We're getting ready to run down to the lake. It's about a half mile, quarter mile back in the woods here, and they're going to shoot off some fireworks. It looks like the rain's going to hold off. We did get quite a bit of rain here. I'm in Harrison. We got tornado activities here yesterday. It was pretty wild. A couple miles south of here, they had a tornado touched down and wrecked some houses and had boats upside down and all kinds of crazy stuff. It was pretty wild. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I heard it. I was on. I was listening to the radio that went out, going off there, or on there yesterday. Yeah, it poured yesterday. Then finally the rain moved out of the area and that sunshine. Yeah, they had a lot of sunshine, so now I should have looked to see how much rain we got, but it took a while. The yards actually still have puddles in it, believe it or not. It rained so much from the last couple of days there. But yeah,
Yeah, Adam, he was trying to do catch some weather reports on the repeater here and to put into the weather service, but nobody seemed to be around, so he tried, but that's all right. So, but yeah, very good. Yep, same here. Yeah, just at home. We had a full day here at home, that's for sure. It's my weekend off. I get every other weekend.
Whereabouts are you at? I forget. I haven't talked on here in a while. I remember talking to you a few times, but I don't know. I haven't been on much. I don't remember who you guys are yet on here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you jumped on my repeater when you came in here in the Sioux, so I think here's Brad.
Yeah, I thought I recognized you there. Are you on the other side of the river there? No, you're in Michigan, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Michigan. Yeah. That's on the other side of the river. There's a DE3 land. So, there you go.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I remember talking to them guys. Maybe I heard you on there, too, on that repeater. What is it, SSM or something? I forget. But my neighbor was just up there. Oh, last night. They left. Because you guys got some rain, they were camping there at the campground near Rotary Park, I guess. It's kind of in between there. But yeah. All right, well, I heard you call out. I'm going to jump out. We're going to get ready to go here, I guess. So my daughter's been wanting to go look at the fireworks. We didn't watch them yet, so. They're going to be blasting some off, so we're going to go down there and probably get eaten up by the mosquitoes is what we're going to do, but that's all right. I'll put on some long sleeves. It's starting to cool down. It feels nice. It's nice and comfortable out, so we're going to enjoy it. All right, Brad, have a good evening, and I'm going to leave it on here more often. I've been trying to get I had a radio go down on the All-Star there, so I've been using a low-power one. This one's about 100 milliwatts, and I got to order some parts because I couldn't get the interface to work on the Kenwood that I'm wanting to use, so I got to order some stuff for that, but we're going to get it back up on the 80-foot tower there, so I'll be able to use it more. You know, it's 100 milliwatts at 10 feet isn't really getting it done. So, alrighty, good evening, and we'll catch you again. This is K8BYS. Thank you very much.
Well, very good. Yeah, sounds good. Enjoy your thank you. Thank you. Yeah, catch you later, and enjoy your fireworks, and spend some time with your family there, so, 73, have yourself a fine evening, K-A-8, okay, yeah, call sign, excuse me. Anyways, sorry about that, right, catch you later, K-E-8-F-2-W.
No worries, it's Kilo 8, Delta Yankee Sierra. Have a good evening.